And hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Mark Colbert, your host today. For the past decade, Green Spaces, a nonprofit company formed in 2007, has been trying to change the way Chattanoogans think about energy and energy consumption. Richard Winham talked to Dawn Gelsett about the evolution of the company from its original role as a cheerleader to its current role as a developer of energy-efficient housing in Chattanooga.
Green Spaces was initially funded as a three-year project by the Lyndhurst Foundation. The idea was to encourage developers in Chattanooga to build energy-efficient, LEED-certified buildings and to encourage homeowners to invest in energy-efficient upgrades for their home. In 2007, there wasn't one LEED-certified building in Chattanooga. LEED is an acronym for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. According to the website for the U.S. Green Building Council, a LEED-certified building is resource-efficient. It uses less water and energy and reduces greenhouse gas emissions. And as an added bonus, it saves money. But again, when Green Spaces was established in 2007, most people in Chattanooga didn't understand what a LEED-certified building was, and there wasn't one in the city. Within 3 years, Chattanooga had 48 LEED-certified buildings.
It started with education, so people didn't know what LEED meant or how to build green necessarily.
This is Dawn Gelsett. She's Development Director for Green Spaces. She also works in program development.
And so they started out with just training architects, engineers, contractors on what that meant, and then help people through the process of getting their LEED certification. And then also they did some solar arrays and green roofs too. So the idea was to make it market trend, and it did. It became market trend. So now we don't have to incentivize people. They understand the economic and community benefit of LEED certification.
In the beginning, Green Spaces was encouraging others to build LEED certified buildings. But a couple of years ago, they took the whole process a step further and became developers themselves, partnering with a local contractor to build a house in North Chattanooga. It took about a year to sell the house once construction was complete. But now, as more people in Chattanooga are coming to understand the advantages of what they call next-gen housing, according to Dawn Gelsett, demand is increasing. And now another developer is building, in partnership with Green Spaces, three more houses next to that original next-gen house on Hamilton Avenue in North Chattanooga. Green Spaces have been monitoring energy consumption in that first house, and even they have been surprised.
We've been tracking their utility consumption, and they are net positive. So they're actually making money on their house.
Okay,
right.
So talk to me about the economics of that.
Yeah.
So relative to the cost of buying the house, is it about the same as it would be for a house that size if it wasn't next gen, or is there?
Yes.
Does the price go up because of that?
No, it's actually at market rate.
So it'd be a no brainer then to build and buy a house like that, right?
That's what we're trying to prove.
Do you still find skepticism on people's part?
Yes. And that's why we're building three more.
So tell me about this. Did you finance the building of the house?
We did. We wanted to create it so it was the same as if any other builder, in the area, if they wanted to build this, they could do it the same way we did. And so we went and we had financing. We operated as a GC, the general contractor. And so really to prove a case study that you can build a net zero energy house for the same price as conventional homes on the market. And then on the flip side, educate buyers of if you're having new construction, you should be asking for net zero, not just granite countertops and hardwood floors. It's we were here and net zero energy houses are being built all over the United States. And we said, why not in Chattanooga? So we asked builders, why aren't you building net zero energy houses? And they say, well, no one's asking for them, so why should I build it? And then when you go to the buyer's market and say, why aren't you asking for net zero energy houses? And
nobody's
they say,
building it.
the builders aren't building them here. I can't get one here. Yeah. And so it's like chicken the chicken and egg. And so here we are trying to make the point. And so this was really a case study for us to see if it was a viable thing.
To anticipate those skeptics, is that viable in a neighborhood where the square footage doesn't cost as much?
Yes.
That house in North Chattanooga with three bedrooms and three baths, about 2,000 square feet, sold for $360,000. But that is the market rate for housing these days in North Chattanooga. According to Dawn Gelsett, that price was almost entirely determined by the location, not by the cost of construction.
And so the construction price is in line with every other, you know, new home construction to our standard, I will say. There is new home construction out there that you can find for cheaper. The quality might not be there. If you're comparing apples to apples with quality home construction, we're at the same price. And so we've already sold two of the next three that we will be building, and we haven't broken ground yet. And so we feel after having four, we'll have a solid case study for builders to say, okay, this is a viable market. And then for homeowners to say, I want a net zero energy house. I want a house that I can save $2,000 a year by not paying a utility bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that require on the part of the homeowner? Is it any different to live in a net zero house like that? Do you have to do anything differently, or is it already there as turnkey?
Uh-huh, it is. And so we start with building it super efficient. So the types of insulation, the type of framing, the type of HVAC equipment that we're using is super efficient. And so then it has solar added to it to bring it to zero. And like I said, the house right now, it's actually net positive, so they're making money on their house.
So, what does EPB buy the added power that they generate?
It is grid tied, and so they're right now receiving credit statements, and so at the end of the year, whatever that balance is, they would either receive backing, on their statement.
Right.
So, yeah.
When's the highest point in the year for energy consumption here? Is it in the winter or in the summer?
It is in the winter. Mm. But again, when we were building in the houses, we had an open house, and it was in February, and I remember it was really cold, and I was like, I need to go by the house early and turn on the heat and make sure it's nice and warm for the open house. And it must have been 30 degrees outside. I walked in, and it was 65 without even anything running. And so...
Because it's so well insulated.
It's so well insulated. And the way the windows face, it receives passive solar. And so the sunlight was coming in the windows to warm up the house. But the way also the windows set in the summertime, when we have a really high sun, it will go over top of the windows so it'll be shaded, so you don't get all that solar heat gain in the summertime when you don't want it.
Green Spaces has taken essentially a three-pronged approach to energy conservation in the city. Along with demonstrating the efficacy of their construction model, they have been offering programs to help people reduce energy costs in their homes. That program, called Empower Chattanooga, focuses generally on low-income areas of the city where residents typically, according to their studies, use as much as 43% more electricity per square foot to heat and cool their homes.
Well, after we heard that statistic, we said, okay, what's happening in Chattanooga? How are people learning ways to not have those extreme high utility bills? Or what programs are out there to help them? And what we found were there were some programs to help homeowners, like the city's home repair program, Habitat for Humanity, CNE has loan programs. There's a weatherization program. But those are only for homeowners. So then you have half the population in those neighborhoods are renters. What do you do? Because the landlord is not willing to make upgrades because they're not paying the utility bill, so they have no benefit. And the tenant can't afford or does not want to put investment into the house that they're renting. And so we said, okay, well, we have all these agencies that are paying extreme high utility bills, which equates to almost $1.5 million annually in assistance, on top of all of the other programs doing upgrades. And so we said, well, who's teaching them ways not to have these high utility bills? And there was no one. It was, here's some money to help you get through the month.
This is the city. Federal assistance programs?
Yes, this is federal assistance programs. This is through United Way. It's through churches. You can come back in 6 months again for assistance. So we've searched all over the nation, and we found a program out of Durham, North Carolina. It was called Pete Street there, and we adopted it. And now it's called Empower Chattanooga here. And really, we've been doing classes all over the neighborhoods and have served over 1,000 residents. And people that we have a data set, people that actually went home and did something, are saving between 15% to 40% on their utility bills.
The third initiative is called Greenlight. The focus of that program is on helping local businesses, large and small, to conserve energy.
We've helped everyone from the Strand Hair Salon all the way up to UTC. And so it looks at your landscaping, your purchasing policies, your energy and water consumption, obviously. Do you have a recycling program? What sort of transportation policies do you have? So really any size and type of business can participate. And if you're doing all those things already, that's amazing. And we want to give you recognition because people, for some reason, don't like to brag about themselves. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing these great things, you should let your customers know, because a lot of people now are choosing in between, if I'm going to go get my hair cut, do I go to a normal salon or do I go to one that has eco-friendly policies that my hair clippings are sent to capture oil spills after they're done with them? So it's like, where do I tend to go to? Well, I'm going to pick the eco one. But if that salon doesn't tell that story, you don't know the difference. And so we really help to tell businesses stories as well of how they're being sustainable.
That never would have occurred to me, but it makes perfect sense, because when oil spills in the water, it's the animals that ultimately mm-hmm. soak up that oil in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
In their fur. So if you use human hair, that's the same thing.
Yeah. They create these.
How do you do it? Do you put them in nets or something?
Yeah. So they kind of like filter bags. They load them up with human hair and they create a circle around the oil spill. And sure enough, the human hair soaks it up.
Yeah, that's
something
ingenious.
That normally is just thrown away that could be used to do something good.
Green Spaces is on Main Street in Chattanooga. Their address is 63 East Main Street. They also have a very comprehensive website, Green Space Chattanooga, rendered as one word, greenspacechattanooga.org. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.
Support for WUTC comes from the Master Gardeners of Hamilton County, sponsoring the 30th Annual Garden Tour Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th, with gardens in Chattanooga, East Brainerd, and Hickson. Info at mghc.org.
And that concludes Around and About Chattanooga for this Wednesday. If you have story ideas, by all means, you can email mike-miller@utc.edu.
Around and About Chattanooga is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC. Find us online at wutc.org.